I'm Pastor Keith Surface, and this is Simply Christ. God's amazing grace brought deliverance to my soul. Jesus took my sin away, and his blood has made me whole. Chamber pots were vessels used as inside toilets before modern plumbing was available. These vessels spared the user from making a trip to the outside latrine. Such vessels served a distinct purpose and were very different than the vessels used for dinnerware. The dinnerware would be cleaned and stored in the food preparation area, while the chamber pots would be stored with the other, less honorable vessels. Paul uses the example of these different vessels when he explains the need for the people of God to be separated from the workers of iniquity. He said, "But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work." That's 2 Timothy 2:20 and 21. The vessels unto honor, which Paul speaks of, are those Christ has washed from sin. The vessels unto dishonor are those who still walk in sin and darkness. These vessels are still filled with such things as pornography, adultery, hatred, covetousness, and deceit. The vessels unto honor are clean vessels, prepared by Christ for God to fill them with the precious waters of life. The vessels of dishonor, however, still contain the unclean excrements of Satan in their hearts. A child of God is not an unclean vessel. They are the cups and platters Jesus spoke of in Matthew 23, verses 25 and 26, which have been washed from the defilement of sin. This message of washing the believer fills the pages of the Bible. When Paul spoke of unrighteous types of people who shall not inherit the kingdom of God, he reminds the saints that such were some of you, but you are washed, but you are sanctified, but you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. That's 1 Corinthians 6:9 through 11. The Bible tells us that Christ's blood was shed to purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. That's Hebrews 9:14. Purge means to purify. Those whom Christ has purified are then encouraged to draw near to God, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. That's Hebrews 10:22. We all were once unclean vessels, but the pollution of sin has been washed away by the blood of Christ. As the Scripture says, we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. That's Hebrews 10, verse 10. When I hear a minister tell the saints that we are all sinners and sin every day, I consider that he or she must be very confused. They seem to forget that the people of God are vessels of honor and not chamber pots. I mean, it is normal for a chamber pot to have a bit of dung in it, but why would that ever be found in a drinking glass? Some may say, well, we all get a little dust on us sometimes. That may be true, but pornography, adultery, haughtiness, greed, and such things are not dust. It is the dung of Satan, and God will never pour living water into a vessel that contains such things. Paul instructed the vessels of honor to purge themselves from the vessels of dishonor. Don't have your fellowship with the workers of iniquity, whether in the world or in the church. You cannot fellowship in a nightclub where reveling, lust, greed, and lies abound. Neither can you fellowship in a church where the same things are excused or spiritualized. Paul told us to shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. That's 2 Timothy 2:16. A child of God is not a chamber pot. Christ does not halfway wash you, but leave a little devil's dung in you. He washes you completely. His blood will cleanse you from all sin, as John says in 1 John 1:7. I've heard ministers who boast of the profanity of their mouth, the immorality of their heart, and the covetousness of their spirit. They then tell you that you are the same as they. Forgive my plainness of speech, but such ministers are nothing more than hirelings in a spiritual latrine, and they are trying to keep you there also. But if you are a vessel of honor, it is not where you belong. I'm Pastor Keith Surface, and this has been Simply Christ. Though 10,000 angels sing, with every voice lifted in prayer.